If God has given you a work, but every time you go do it, the spirit of doubt, it get to creeping in with this little creepy thoughts. So much so that you just don't do nothing at all. You get to thinking about what other people might be thinking about. On this episode of A Great Life Podcast, we'll talk about how just having faith the size of a mustard seed and lacking doubt can change your outcome. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life Podcast is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. So today I want to talk about the spirit of doubt and how every time you're trying to do something great, it get to creeping in with this little creepy thoughts and you get to second guessing yourself and now you done stop doing all the great things you were thinking. Or you begin to lack motivation or just simply think yourself out of doing anything at all. When the truth is, if God has given you a work, like if you know there's something in your heart to do and God has given you that work, like you just know, okay, like you know. But every time you go do it or every time you think about doing it or talk about it, you just get thoughts of doubt. You get doubt in your heart. You get doubt up here. You get doubt from the people around you. I mean, the spirit of doubt just fills the room. So much so that you just don't do nothing at all. You get to thinking about what other people might be thinking about. And how do you know what they're thinking? We only know what we're thinking about. And the funny thing is, the whole time it's all in your head. But the truth is, if God has given you a work according to his will in your life, if you take action and have consistency, then that thing will grow into everything that God has shown you it will be in your future. Which leads me to today's verse, which is Mark 11:23, Amplified. And it reads, "I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart in God's unlimited power, but believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will." If God has given you a divine assignment, or if he's shown you this beautiful hope in a future, but every time you start walking towards it, you start feeling doubt, this is your friendly reminder that Jesus has told us that if it is according to God's will and you move forward in that thing, not only speaking life, but taking action and lacking doubt in your heart, but having full confidence in the power of God, that thing will do what it's meant to do, that mountain will move accordingly. Now, I can truly testify to all of this because even with my podcast, as much as I love doing it, and God shows me so many amazing possibilities with this beautiful movement, but even I have doubts of doubt. You know, sometimes I'm recording and I'm like, oh no, was that good? Oh, I didn't hit this point. I could have hit that point. And it's like, you know what? Hey, there's a million ways this thing could go. But as long as my heart is in the right place and as long as I just keep going, then it's going to become everything it's meant to become. Because how can I get to the 100th episode if I've never done the first episode? How can I grow something if I'm not consistent? How can I be better if I don't allow myself to get messy and make mistakes. What matters is that I move forward with the faith of a mustard seed. Meaning, even though I may encounter thoughts of doubt, I don't let those thoughts infiltrate my heart so much that they adjust my actions. I was talking to one of my friends earlier today as well, and we were talking about work and all those things. And I was saying how I used to be in the 9-to-5 world, but in my case, it just gave me terrible anxiety. And also, I just kind of saw a different route for myself. So I just decided to quit and follow what I knew to do. And I tell you, I never really had the answer, but I just knew that there was a different path for me. And while there were moments of uncertainty, like everyday life, here I am, happy, healthy, thriving, doing just fine. Because just having a little bit of faith, this much faith, conquers doubt. And I feel like that's what Jesus is really telling us, that he has given us so much power and authority in our lives that we don't even need to build up a whole lot of it. We just need to be willing to operate in the minimal amount of it, and the mountains will move. What you have and what God has told you to do is important. The body of Christ is like neurons to the body. And according to Google, because I want to be accurate, neurons, also known as a nerve cell, is the fundamental unit of the nervous system, responsible for transmitting information throughout the body via electrical and chemical signals. Responsible for transmitting information throughout the body. So whatever it is your ministry is, whether great or small, we are spreading the word of God through the body of Christ. We are like neurons to the body, physically and spiritually, literally, metaphorically. Ha! Anyways, you get the point. So again, this is your friendly reminder. Get out there, get messy, make mistakes, be consistent, and have the faith the size of a mustard seed. Because if you do, and you have no doubt that God is going to do what he says he's going to do, that his power and authority that has been given unto you cannot fail, then you will prevail. Because you deserve to live a great life. So go be great. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more A Great Life, follow me on socials at A Great Life TV. Or head over to MadeByPair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community called Word Up Wednesday, where I send you a midweek dose of inspo. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Pebris. Peace. A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pair.